Greetings. Welcome to As You Wish Talk Radio, also simulcasting on ESETI Stargate. Lots going on out there. We've had just crazy stuff happening here at the ranch. You know, a lot of people are asking about the booms and what happened over Seattle. And we have a little different take on that because I'm going to share a story with you that ordinarily I don't talk about these things. I just leave it and... because nobody will believe it anyway. So I just leave it alone. But, excuse me. We had some pretty interesting things happen about 3 nights ago. I woke up in bed and just stood up just wide awake. And I noticed the energy was different in the room. Like everything has been sped up. And all of a sudden I see this plasma ball come through the wall heading right towards my head, my neck area. And as it came at me, I turned like sideways. I just turned my head and it just went, boom, like just missed me. It went right by me. And whatever this thing was, it's an object that could go through walls and hit somebody and really disrupt their energies, really mess them up. And so I asked the higher beings what that was, and they said it was a reptilian energy. And I guess I've been pretty much pissing off the reptilians for quite some time now anyway. I've been exposing them since mid-80s or early 80s. But I've had a lot of other experiences like that where they've tried to take over, and they've come in on every way possible. You can imagine. They come through friends, family, loved ones, everybody. You know, the tall grays, the ones that, and the reptilians. And then there's three or four levels of the grays. There's like a gray alliance and the reptilians, and they're all together. And they just kind of try to make your life hell. They try to sidetrack you and get you off course. But anyway, they step the game up. And then it was really weird. Then so the next night, everybody's looking up in the sky, and there's all these flaming pieces coming down out of the sky. And so everybody's saying that was one of the Starlink rockets, I guess, that was burning up, you know, and coming down in the sky. So shortly after that, there was these really loud booms with kind of reverberations or reverb. I don't know how you say it. Well, it was reverbing, you know, the booms were and it was shaking the house, and it shook up other people's houses. Everybody here in Trial Lake was saying, what was that? And it wasn't the rocket. It wasn't tied into the rocket because it already come down. And so they're trying to figure out what that was. So we tuned in and I asked, you know, what was going on? They said, well, the Pleiadians were the ones that came in and sped the room up and woke you up so you'd see what was going on and to avoid this other little thing that was going on. And then they took care of the being that did it. You know, because they have kind of a rule. They don't want to intervene until the intent of the other person is really clear. So if they come at you with lethal force, then they can deal with them with lethal force. It's kind of like this little galactic rule they go by. But now those even gloves are off. They're intervening now on a much bigger, on a much more hands-on level. And so the boom, I'm almost positive, was a ship. And we've seen this happen before where there's a massive flash of light in the sky. And these ships, we saw the ship coming in. It was red and green, had a really bad feeling to it. And when it came in, there's a whole bunch of people in the Skywatch field. This is the first time it happened. And everybody's excited about this ship. And I go, I got a bad feeling. I got a really bad feeling about that ship. Don't tune into it. And then we saw a big blue flash in the sky and then dust. And they have like some kind of a weapon, a beam weapon that actually breaks the molecular bond between the atomic structure, you know, and everything just, it severs that bond and everything just goes back to dust basically, or its crystalline form. And so pretty much I think something very similar just happened again, and it's been happening quite a bit. So all of these quakes on the charts that you're looking at, all these mini earthquakes happening around the planet are plus. They're not, there's no depth to them. They're above the earth. And so their origins are above the earth. So what is going on? Why? How can you have an earthquake above the earth? You know, and that's these ships being taken out. So there is a multidimensional war going on, and that's something that a lot of the patriots don't realize. Some do. It might be on a need to know basis, but there's so much more going on now than people can imagine. It's like the source itself and all the other dimensions are pressing in as part of the liberation of Earth. And they've said enough. You've done this in other systems. They cleaned them out of these other systems, and now they came to Earth, and now they're cleaning out the Earth. So there's so much more, and they can actually intervene more if we give them permission. And so it's not, they don't want to be worshipped. They don't want to be overlords. They don't want to rule us. They don't want our resources. These beings are, they want for nothing. They have everything they need. You know, they have replicators and free energy and anti-gravity, counter-gravity. And they're very spiritual and very technologically advanced beings. And they're coming in right now, but they're, you know, a lot of people go, well, I want one to appear to me. Well, that's something that's earned. It's not, they're just not going to appear to you. Now, you might have some past life connection with them where they are going to start appearing to you. And they're initiators. They're going to initiate people that actually incarnated to be part of the planetary liberation, the awakening healing process. They are going to appear some to people. They'll do it a little bit at a time until you're ready, because a lot of people freak out. And we either go into fear mode or want to worship them, and they don't want that. They want to be greeted as equals. And they recognize our, you know, we have the DNA of the gods. You know, we have the soul given by Creator. And the dark hearts are doing everything they can to push that into submission and shut that down. You know, that's why all the new DNA tinkering vaccines are going out there. They're RNA modifiers, you know, they're operating systems. They're not vaccines. So don't even call them a vaccine, because they have nothing to do with vaccines. And they're going to have very serious consequences down the road. But anyway, it's really important to realize that these are DNA modifiers or RNA modifiers, and they're also operating systems. And they're not in your highest and best good. And it says, you know, right on the box of the swabs and things like that, it says what they're treated with, what's on them, and everything else. They're seriously, even the masks are serious, have serious carcinogenic elements in them. So we need to really pay attention to that. Wake up and smell the coffee on that one, because that's, you know, it all boils down to something very, very dark. And it's obvious if you look at who's behind it. And so if you go, well, my doctor says it's good, or my doctor, well, these guys are cashing in on your eventual demise. So they are not, these guys have just been taught by the pharmaceutical companies as what to do. They're not researchers. You need to get to the researchers and the scientists and the people that have not sold their soul to the corporations. And those are the people we need to listen to, you know, during this. But anyway, I want to get back to the story. So there's these beings, my lovely assistant Kathy is here. What was the name of those, that group? It was Haliha. It was like the Haliha. It was the Council of Haliha. And we asked who they were, and they said that they are protectors of the highest level. And one of the beings came to me, and his name was Taka, and he was a 17-foot-tall lion being, and he's part of this council. And the other councils, you know, there's the Andromedan Council, the Orion Council of Light, Pleiadian Council. There's all these other councils, but these guys are the big hitters, and they're here now, and they're here to help in this liberation process. So a lot of people, you know, when you tell stories like this, they're going to go, this guy's nuts, you know, like, what is it? You know, he's making this up and stuff like that. And you know, I've had two near-death experiences. I've been an experiencer all my life. I've had contact all my life. I've had face-to-face meetings. Even as a kid, I was taken before councils, and masters or these tall rope beings would take me before a council. I had no idea why until later. Now I know, but I didn't know what was going on or what the big picture was, but I'm not alone. There's a lot of other people on this planet now that have had these visions and dreams and memories of going out of body and being taken before councils or meeting these beautiful beings. And things were said that you don't remember because they're in your subconscious. They're deeper, you know, in your subconscious. The more you meditate, the more this information is going to come forward. But there's a veil between that world and this world. And so the more we raise our frequencies, the more this information is to become available to us. And so my screens are down for a long, the veils are so thin, and I live on a vortex too. So it's constant. And right before the show, we had Pleiadians and Orions just totally buzzing us, whole bodies vibrating, you know? So anyway, they're here, you know, they're, you can tune into them with this transmission, just this show, if you want to, they're connected to this show. But just talking about them actually invites them, brings that energy in. But these are, it's very good to qualify. If you are going to work with these beings, they're very spiritually, very technologically advanced beings. We have to rise to the occasion. And if you are going to go out and try to make contact or connect with these beings, always qualify it. You know, just say servants of Creator, you know, the Most High, or servants of the light, you know, those in self-service. Those in service to others, not self-service. You know, you want, because there are a lot of self-serving entities out there and beings in the astral level. I love that latest, I think it's Elena Danae, or I can't remember her last name. Danon is, she talked a lot about that. And I've been experiencing those beings all my life, not in a good way, but the super soldier talks about these beings. And so there's a group out there that's trying to empower us, to get us to evolve, to focus more on universal law, which is universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom and prosperity for everybody. They want us to raise our frequencies and align with universal law. And there's another group that wants us to fight and divide it's divide and conquer. And they feed off of that energy. So there's two forces at play, and there's gray areas in between that as well. So it's really important to develop your own inner sensitivity and learn how to heal these unseen negative influences and maintain your self-authority, you know, with these experiences. And I've had experiences that I probably will never talk about, you know, because humanity's not ready for it yet. But, a lot of people ask if humanity's ready for contact. And I used to say yes. I used to really say, yeah, you know. Bring it on, everybody I know, you know. And then I found out the people I surround myself are a small a small niche, you know, of people. but anyone, I go out in the world and I go out in the mainstream, you know, and social consciousness, I find out, you know, if I were to tell these stories, people would say, you know, get the rubber room ready, you know, or get the net or get the jacket, you know. But what's funny is that we do a lot of counseling work, and we do counseling work for people that are very well-known psychologists and teachers. You know, they teach psychology and things like that. And they bring a lot of their clients that it's outside of their abilities, you know, or their teachings to work with. And there could be some kind of ritual abuse. There could be possession type energy. There could be negative ETs and things like that. Past life things popping up. So that's basically where we function. You know, we clear all that stuff out, and we work on the other levels and clearing out any old wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experiences, which we all need to do. And there's a lot of different ways of doing that. We've had a lot of great people on our show that do that kind of work. You know, there's breath work, there's all kinds of process oriented therapies out there that'll help you do that. And that's first and foremost right now. We need to release the past, heal the old wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experiences, and make our own personal contact with Creator, Great Spirit, whatever you want to call it, God. And it's just pure love and joy and bliss. It's beyond words. You can't give these words, and it's at the core of every person. So we have that connection, and that's why these other beings are so afraid of us. We have the DNA of the gods, and we have that connection to Creator, and they want to sever that and suppress that, and they're doing everything they can. And that's why they're doing all these things to children right now, the same thing. They got to shut these children down because these children are coming in from really high dimensions. They're straight incarnations. They're clear. They're holding very high frequencies, and that's why they're doing everything they can. Which is going to segue into everybody's asking about that the barge, you know, the big shipping, the Evergreen ship that got spun sideways and is stuck in the Suez Canal. And there's other major highways that have been blocked by Evergreen trucks. That something happened and they're sideways and they're sitting there and they're blocking traffic on major highways. So, you know, when the doors come open to these things, people are going to be shocked, you know, when they see some of these things. And I don't want to go into that yet, but it's pretty obvious, you know, what's going on. And I know the you can see the certain individuals that are involved in all this stuff, like the Clintons and these other guys, their names are all over this stuff. So it's you know, we're seeing an end to all this child trafficking. We're seeing an end to the ritual abuse, and all this stuff is all being exposed and coming out. And everybody's going to say, well, that's conspiracy. And I said, no, wait till you see those containers. You know, some of these containers they're finding, and I won't mention a company that is written on the side of these containers, they're fully insulated and they're soundproof, and they have shackles in them and dentist chairs and things like that. So, you know, it's pretty obvious what's going on there. I mean, to those in the most denial. So we have to really take a hard look with brutal honesty if we are feeding the beast, you know, if we are working for the beast, you know, are we on the right side of the fence when this is coming down? Because it is all coming down. And we've got this super full moon. I think it's tomorrow, isn't it? The 28th. It's the super full moon. It's called the worm moon. I didn't make that up. And no pun intended. But I know I'm going to get a bunch of comments on that one. But but the moon, it's a big one. I mean, there's some big energy coming in on that one. And then we just had the equinox, you know, the spring equinox. And so that was a big shift. And we had on those following the equinox, we've had major solar flares and coronal mass ejections hitting the Earth. The Schumann resonance, again, is going off scale, and that's creating fluctuations in the magnetic fields. They're affecting your bioelectric fields around your body. They're throwing everybody in process. And somebody just turned the dial up on that. So I have so many friends and family and people that are just wigging out right now. And we're doing all we can to hold space and clear these energies. But it's about personal responsibility. You know, we have to take personal responsibility for the emotions we're feeling and track down their source. And if it's coming from outside sources, we have to learn how to clear and heal those energies and keep them out of our space. And that's just part of self-mastery. It's part of personal empowerment. So that's happening on a big scale. I really think, you know, what we're seeing now, we are seeing a multidimensional war. Some people are just aware of the physical aspect of it. And it's a much bigger picture in that. And, you know, if I start talking about the interdimensional part, I get thrown out of chat rooms and everything else, you know. And so, and it doesn't bother me. I understand they think you're a troll or whatever, you know, you're degrading what's really going on or distracting. I said, no, I'm trying to inform people of what's really going on, you know, and that we have a lot of help, and that help is coming in big time. It's coming in strong right now. So we can choose to be a victim or be angry or go on the warpath and all this other stuff and try to work our stuff out vicariously. You know, or we can go within and start clearing these energies within ourselves and clear the external energies. And it doesn't mean you don't do anything. You still have to do your part, whatever that is, whatever you signed up for on this earth ticket. We have to play our part. And the most important thing is don't play a part that feeds the dark side. You know, don't contribute to it, because it is good. It's on a downward spiral and it's being amplified, and it's on its way down, and it's going to take you with it. So it's a really good time to get on the right side of the fence right now, break away, and work towards the awakening and healing of humanity and the earth, work towards service to others during these times. And so that's basically all I wanted to cover right now. But there is a lot of crazy stuff. Watch the skies. You're going to see, things you just can't explain. I mean, there's video coming in around the world. And Peter Slattery with the ESETI Australia is getting some incredible footage of ships and entities and things like that. It's amazing. So check out his site as well, because he's really getting some good footage of both solid ships and light ships and a lot of different ships. You know, these things are treetop level coming over his head, and some are clearly they're metallic. You know, there's no maybe this is a UFO. No, it's in your face. It's undeniable. So on that note, is there my assistant Kathy here is going to read to me some questions, and we'll try to answer some of your questions.
Can you talk about the malevolent AI and the dark archonic force?
Okay, so the malevolent AI and the dark archonic forces. These forces are actually written on tomb walls, and it's written in the pyramids and burial chambers and things like that. It's written about in the Nag Hammadi. There are the archons. I consider the archons to be malevolent astral beings, and those are people that are stuck in the astral level because they have a really low consciousness. And they're very, either very greedy, they want to overpower others. They're very fearful. They're very angry. For some reason, they're stuck in the astral level. And then you've got what people would call demonic type energies. And a lot of these grays and tall grays fit into that category. A lot of the little grays are just little robots. They just do what they're told. It depends on who's operating them. You can have some really malevolent beings that are operating, and you have some really malevolent consequences from that. The tall grays are very nasty. People call them, the Maitreya. They have different names for them. And then you have the reptilians, the Sakaar, and the different levels of them that are at play. And they're written in on tomb walls all throughout history in books and things like that. So this isn't anything new. This has been going on for thousands of years. And then you have the fallen Anunnaki, like Marduk and that clan. They made a pact with the reptilians for full supremacy of the earth. And, that was going on for, 250,000 years ago. And the Earth's history goes back millions of years. There's been colonies and outposts on the Earth for millions and millions of years. And so it goes back even further. But a lot of these beings they're in the fourth dimension. They're in the lower fourth dimension. In the fourth dimension, in the middle of the fourth dimension, you have everyday people just incarnating. They're still stuck on the wheel because they have some unfinished business, like they have some religious programming or cultural program, something that's separating them and dividing them from unity consciousness. And so they're stuck on the wheel. So a lot of people are just incarnating and working that stuff out. And they might have been killed by one culture or the other, and they have a lot of anger and they haven't forgiven. So they have to come back and work that out. And then in the mid range. And as you go down, you start getting into the malevolent spirits, and you've got the djinn also, and the djinn are nothing to play with. They're pretty, pretty nasty. And these beings will give you abilities and they'll give you powers. And if you've been really victimized, they'll say, we'll protect you. We'll take care of you. And unfortunately, there's a price to pay when they come in. So you got to be really clear, about who you're, tying to, what kind of energies you're allowing to work through you. So, I mean, recently we've had people making all kinds of threats, crazy stuff, saying, I am totally spiritually enlightened and awake, and I'm here as a warrior, and I'm going to destroy you, because I've somehow haven't mastered forgiveness and judgment, but I'm self-righteous, and I'm this powerful sorcerer, warlord, or whatever. Same old crap. Guess who you're connected to? If you're harming others, you're trying to dominate, control, and manipulate others, That's the entities that you're connecting to. It's very, very simple. And so the people that are forgiving, that are understanding, that are here to help and just heal, they're in service mode. Those people are going to connect with the same type of beings. The mind in which you seek is the mind in which you connect. And we all have wounds and traumas, and they're chinks in our armor, and they can come through those, amplify them, and get you to hook up to their energies, you know. So just be really careful of that. You know, there's people who tell you they're the chosen one, and you're not, because I am. No, I'm just kidding. Got to keep your humor in here. I actually got a fortune cookie, and I opened it up and said, out of all the something, you are the chosen one. It's kind of hilarious. But the chosen ones are the ones who choose. They choose to serve humanity and the earth. They choose to be a part of the great awakening, the awakening of humanity and the earth. Those are the chosen ones, and it's not just one. And if they're telling you you're the one and they're using flattery and everything else, I'd be aware. I'd change that channel right away and get away from it. There are a lot of people here that incarnated to do some amazing things, but they're not going to be telling you that they're Queen Nefertiti or something. I've had a lot of beings say, I'm Mary, I'm Queen Nefertiti, I'm Cleopatra and everything else. And I said, wow, so what are you doing now? And their lives are in the toilet, and it's like you took a downgrade. But anyway, you know, we need to just get away from all that. Identity is so unimportant. It is not important. I even have a sticker I wear at the conferences, and it says I'm nobody, you know, because people have no idea how powerful that is. There's nobody to defend, nobody to argue with. And out of the nothing comes everything. And so when people really understand that, you don't have to go and put labels out. You know, I'm fully aware of my past lives, and I could throw some big labels out there and people would recognize some of those labels, but who cares? You know, what am I doing now? That's the main thing. What are we all doing now? And, you know, are we working in service to humanity? Are we doing the best we can to make things better, you know, create heaven on earth? That's the main thing. So anyway, you know, there's a lot of people that get caught up in that, and we just need to walk away from it, you know, not get involved. I know I went overboard on that, but that is something I'm very interested in and bringing channel light on.
We've got some people asking about tips on meditating and suggestions on how to maintain proper energy for contact.
Okay, so people want tips on meditating and the proper energy for contact. The basic bottom line is the highest levels are just pure unconditional love and joy and bliss. So the closer you can get to that, the better. And if you can think of a time in your life when you're a kid and you're playing in a field, in a creek or on a desert or wherever, and you had no worries and no problems, and go back to that space, you'll find out you'll actually heal when you do that, when you get into that space. A lot of things will just fall away from you. A lot of your problems just go away. But there's a lot of different meditation techniques. There's the breath. You know, you can follow the breath, concentrate on the breath. There's people can say mantras, or they can have beads and spin beads and keep themselves focused. One of the biggest things I tell people about meditation is your mind is going to run. You're not going to be able to stop it. But you can direct it. You can direct it higher and higher. And you do that through emotions. And you can direct the mind through focusing on love and joy and bliss and just opening your heart. And you expand in awareness. And the more you expand in awareness, you're going to make contact. It comes with enlightenment. But one thing about that, too, is that when you expand in awareness, there's also you have to maintain your self-authority because you're more expanded. So you're going to have to learn how to set boundaries, how to clear the energy within that expanded awareness. And so it's like you'll go through an expansion, and then you go through a Bambi state, and you go, oh, my God, look at that. You know, there's this here, there's that there. And you get hit by the closer you get to nirvana, the more the demons rear their ugly heads. And other, even people around you will go, hey, you're stepping out of the herd, get back, and they'll come after you. But as you keep going, you just keep clearing, clear your space. And that's the healing techniques and the clearing prayers are so important. And we have those on the website. They're free. In the books, I do both personal and healing meditations are in the books. And even on the website there, you can go and do these world healing. There's one healing meditation on there. And where we actually go through every atom cell of your body, through every organ, every bone, every tissue, and we clear the energies and we keep expanding out into the higher bodies. And then when you're in the highest body, you focus that energy back on the earth and see the earth just glowing with golden, green, or violet, whatever energy you want to put into it. And those are very powerful. And I really suggest it's on the website doing that. It's on YouTube. It's just the healing meditation. Usually it might be the Lionsgate healing meditation, might be something else, but they're all over the website. And those are very powerful to do. And it's in the books. It's in Reunion with Source, has most of those. And I think Becoming Gods might have some in it too, but they're on the website. And those will really give you a major understanding. And it also talks about everything that's going on right now. And it was written, one of them is written back in 1982, and it talks about the Illuminati and the Gray Men and what they're doing and how they're coming forward and how they just want to control and dominate everyone and everything. And it's like the Lakota prophecies, you know, where they talk about there's a beast, and the beast is they call it 2,000 miles wide, and 2,000 is it's going to last for about 2,000 years. And the beast is all consuming. It wants to consume and dominate everything. And then eventually it consumes itself and it folds in on itself. And that's what's happening right now. These energies, the higher conscious energy that's pressing in right now, is causing that darkness, that beast, to fold in on itself. And in the end, it consumes itself. And then we have 1,000 years of peace and a reunification with the Star Nations. And that's what we're seeing now. They're here now. The Star Nations are here. They're ready. We're going to go through this big shift. And then they're going to come in and help. And they're already helping. They're helping us through the shift as well. So I hope that answers that question.
Got some people asking about symptoms of the ascension flu and buzzing in their ears and memories coming up recently, really emotional memories coming up.
I tell you what's tricky. The ascension flu is almost the same symptoms as the chemtrails. So they're both. And like one is a clearing and healing process, and the other is to shut you down. And there's a lot of heavy metals in there, and they're cumulative, and they are very detrimental to your health. And you'll have a lot of upper respiratory problems, sinus problems, and it goes into gastrointestinal problems, and then joint pain and muscle problems. And that's from the chemtrails, but those are also symptoms of the flu. I mean, of the, not the flu, but the awakening, you know, the ascension symptoms. So it could be both. The feelings are coming up. People are, there's a thing called your necromancer, and that's your biggest, baddest beast living inside of you, you know, and that you haven't dealt with yet. And that's coming up for a lot of people. And a lot of people are really dealing with the traumas of the past. And that's childhood traumas, that's past life trauma, everything. Memories are surfacing. And then you've got the dark side actually amplifying that and feeding off of that negative energy and trying to hold you in that space. And so you got to bust through it. Just keep focusing on that love and joy and bliss and just say, not mine, or doesn't matter. It's not you anyway. It's just a layer. You know, it's just something that happened. And learn to set firm boundaries and work with your higher beings, the higher beings, your higher self, and ask them to clear out all residual energies. You know, anything you need to clear out, let it go. You know, I'm not immune to that process. I have times where I'm just going, holy crap, where did that come from? And then I'll have a past relationship or even something that happened in high school come up. I go, where did that come from? You know, I thought I was done with that. And so any old relationship stuff or even past life traumas are coming out and people don't know why. You know, there are certain people that came together to work these things out. And so you'll have a strong connection, you know, to come together. And it may not be, people go, oh, it's my soulmate, you know, it's my twin flame and everything else. It might be a major past life that you've been avoiding that you're going to have to deal with. And the connection will be really strong. The attraction will be really strong. And that might be all it is. And it's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, relationships can last forever. They can last 15 minutes, you know. They last. There's no time on love. You know, love is love, period. There's no time limit on it. And so we can choose each experience. We can be a victim, you know, or a God or a healer or whatever else. They've told me many times, they said, you have a choice. You can be a victim or you can be a healer. You know, you were a mirror. You amplified everything. It all came up. They had the opportunity to heal or project and blame and run, you know. And so you can't take it personal, you know, but, you know, you can be there for them and help them work it out. But if they choose not to, then there's nothing you can do. We've had a lot of talks about that, like even God can't interfere on free will. So, you know, you can control what's happening in your life and your frequencies, things like that, but you can't others. You know, they're going to do what they're going to do, but you can set boundaries. Out of love itself, you can set boundaries and say, I don't want to do this. You know, I don't want to go there. Do you want to heal it? Do you want to clear this? You want to go to the next level and get back into love and joy and bliss and service? Or do you want to just maintain this againstness and this other program? And we all need to get to there. You know, we all need to clear those energies out. But yeah, it's coming up, and it's part of what I talked about earlier. It's part of the coronal mass ejections, the solar flares, the other bursts of energy coming in. The Schumann resonance is bringing everything up. And it's all about frequency. The more the higher frequency come in, the more higher conscious and energy comes in, the more this stuff comes up. And that's what's happening.
What do you know about the Black Panther type cat beings?
Wow, the Black Panther type beings. I know other people have seen them in dreams and visions. And there are these black cats that show up at a lot of power spots, you might say. I know a lot of indigenous people really basically have total respect. Some worship the jaguar and in ancient times in Egypt, you know, there was Sekhmet, the lion beings. And before that, in India, there's Nerissa, you know, which is the protector of the gods. And these beings existed. They are real. They still exist to this day. And they're actually part of the Great Awakening. They're coming in. So I think in each case, you have to just say, what does that mean to you? You know, is it a messenger? What does it feel like? Does it feel good? Or is it a warning? Or, you know, that's where we have to develop our own inner sensitivity to figure out what each experience. Like in the Tibetan Foundation, when I was with them, we were talking about dream interpretations. And so you had to first find out what kind of dream it was. You know, was this a healing dream? Am I clearing out something that happened to me in the past or during the day or whatever? You know, is this a past life clearing, you know, that I'm clearing out, you know, and remembering? You know, is this a message from the higher dimensional beings? You know, is this interference from lower dimensional beings? So you have to first qualify the dream, find out what kind of dream it is, and then you'll get the message. And you know, there's symbols, there's animals, everything there. You know, animals all have a consciousness and energy connected to them. And you know, I pay attention, you know, if the deer come walking up, I said, oh, it's time to be in grace. You know, it's time to chill out, you know, and relax. You know, if it depends, if the mountain lion shows up, it's time for leadership. You know, it's time for, you know, if everything has a message to it, you know, and the ravens and the hawks and the eagles. I saw an eagle yesterday and just one eagle. And it was kind of, I got a message from that too. But, everything is talking to us, all the plants, the animals, they're all everything, the rocks, the land, you know, the higher dimensions, everything is conscious and we just have to pay attention.
Do you have some names that people can call in for protection?
Yeah. Names to call in for protection. You know, so first of all, you can call in the basics, you know, you can call on Jesus and Mary and Baba G, Kuan Yin, there's a lot of different beings out there. Archangel Michael. We had Michael actually pop in the other day to really take out some bad nasties. It was great. It's like the energy, you could cut it with a knife. It was so electric. And I go, whoa, who is here? You know, I haven't talked to Michael for a while. He was around me a lot when I was younger and he's back. He's coming in a lot. But so those are basic. A lot of the archangels that we used to work with, they're mythologically called archangels, are actually Andromedans, and they have huge energy bands like coming around their back, and when they come in, they feather back. And anything with the IEL after it usually is one of them. Now, some people say there's fallen ones, and so again, you have to discern, you know, energetically, what does it feel like to you? But we work a lot with Bacal and Taka. Those are lion beings, and they really clean house. Iha is Bacal's feminine counterpart. There's so many that, you know, there's some beings that are 13th dimensional beings, that, like the Laka. There's 11th dimensional beings that are planetary protectors, and those are the Jisai. There's so many different beings out there. But I think if you really meditate on that, focus on love and joy and bliss, and put your intent out there to say, I want to know who is in my highest and best good to call on for protection, they will come to you. And you'll have a vision or a dream, and meditation will show themselves to you. And the more you work on that, the more you'll get clarity on who they are and why they're here. And they'll start teaching you about your connections, your past life connections, your lives in other cultures and other civilizations and things of that nature. But Palladians, there's a lot of Palladians. I'm not going to tell you my favorite one because it's a long story. I don't want to burden her. Fast life thing. But Blaji is a seventh dimensional Palladian, very powerful being. There's so many out there. Haog is with the Orion Council of Light. And I really want to bring clarity. There are some people out there that are channeling the Orion Council of Light. And there are beings that come from the Orion system that are part of the ancient Lyrians. They went and they settled in the Pleiades, Hades, and Orion system. They're benevolent. They're very powerful. And they went through the wars. And now they're coming to help liberate the Earth. So there is the Gray Alliance that comes from that system too, as well. There's both polarities going on in that system, just like there is on Earth. So we can't pigeonhole and say everything from Orion is evil, or everything from, that's like saying everything from Andromeda is evil, you know, or whatever, you know, you can't do that. You can't pigeonhole, because there's polarities and there's different groups, but the negative polarities and the self-serving ones are being cleaned up right now throughout the whole galaxy. And it's even interdimensional. It's going on. And the more we become empowered and step into our own power, the less they can be here. The more we raise our frequencies and the planet raises up, the less they can hang out. So that's basically how we take them out. But I would really call, if you really, when I first had, well, I had a lot of out-of-body experiences and a lot of abductions when I was a kid. They were benevolent. The other ones tried to take me, but the benevolent one stepped in and stopped it. I had a lot of those experiences, and I didn't know who they were, and those were the Palladians. The Grays were doing the negative stuff, and the Palladians were stepping in and protecting, and so I've always had contact with them. And the Orion Council of Light came later. I realized who they are and my connection to them, and then I realized as a child I was being brought before councils, and I know who those councils are now, but they didn't tell me what I was here to do. But but there's, it's a long, we have a long history. Our whole family's been involved in this stuff. But there's so many out there. I would really find out who your main teacher and guide is. And that's what we do here. We help people gain clarity, and we do TPRS sessions or transpersonal release sessions. And we clear out the negative energy so you can have your own contact. It's very self-empowering.
How does a person live in the now but manifest a new future at the same time?
How do you live in the now and manifest a new future at the same time? That's a good one. Okay. One of the master teachers, I love what he said. He said, you know, there's a lot of power in living in the now, but there's a lot of problems that come with not knowing your future, you know. And I used to get art, like Babaji used to come in and tell me, you know, he used to call me future boy. He said, stop going into the future. You need to be present. You know, you need to stay here and pay attention. Because I was always going and looking at things in the future all the time and seeing things in other dimensions and stuff. And he said, you need to stay in your body. you know, for now. And so I think to be enlightened means to be in knowledge of the dark side and the light side in all of the dimensions of self. And that means going forward in time and backward in time. So I'm fully aware of a lot of my past incarnations, and I'm probably aware of future incarnations. I'm not even sure, because that gets into a crazy thing when you're dealing with time. Time doesn't exist on the higher dimensions, not like it does here. So it, there's so much going on. You know, I know I've been these beings. I've been, you know, these, I don't want to go into detail on that, but, you know, I've been llamas and yogis, and I was a Viking warrior. I hacked off heads. I was a road bandit. You know, I did everything. I've done everything. I've had other very awesome lives in the Pleiades and the Orion system and other systems as well. So I have full memory of that. And, but we all have done that. And that's, we just don't remember. And so the more you meditate, the more the veils are come down, and your star families are going to start connecting with you and your guides and things like that. So I would strongly suggest just keep doing clearings, keep clearing your space, clear your energy, you know, heal your past, release the past, and you're going to become more aware of all of it, the past, present, and the future. But, you know, a lot of people say the real power is in the now, and there's probably a lot of truth to that. But if you're not aware of your future, I mean, you shouldn't go in there with fear, but you should be aware of where things are going and what your part is in the process. And the future is always changing. So it's fluid, especially now. Right now, everything is changing quickly.
What do you see happening in Antarctica?
Okay, what do I see happening in Antarctica? There's so many levels to Antarctica. There's the Germans fled there. They put their base up. There's the inner earth guys are there. There's the pre-diluvian guys, the anti-diluvian guys that were flash frozen that are starting to thaw out, and they're getting that energy and technology. There's so many levels to what's going on there. You know, that's just some of what's happening there. They're finding some really old flash frozen civilizations and technology and beings, you know, and some are humanoid felines. Some are the cone heads, you know, some are the ancient Lyrians that first colonized the planet. You know, they're finding all kinds of stuff over there. So there's so much going on there. It's not just one thing.
Do you know anything about Göbekli Tepe?
Was it again?
Göbekli Tepe.
Göbekli Tepe. That's a tongue twister. That's just a really ancient civilization, you know, that built that temple. I should look into that. I don't know which group. I'm sure it's one of the colonies that did it a long time ago. I know the Lemurian and the Atlantean colonies were Pleiadian colonies, and other star nations joined them. And what happened is they had a lot of spirits starting to come in that were basically evil. You know, they're really self-serving, and they corrupted the consciousness, and then they created the polarities, and they got into great wars, and it created a real mess down there. Same thing is happening right now. You know, our civilization right now has been corrupted by some very evil souls and some unseen negative entities. And we're having that same challenge right now. Are we going to go into service to others and the awakened healing process and helping the earth evolve and become its highest potential? Or are we going to go into domination and control and technology, you know, negative technology? And that's the choices we're having right now. Luckily, all the higher conscious energy coming in is going to pull us through, so we don't make the same choices as last time and end up destroying ourselves.
Do you know anything about the giant crystal under Uluru?
I've talked with the elders there. Brendan Murray is a good friend of mine, and he's king of the Raven tribe. Their legend is that came from the whole rock is crystalline, basically, and that it came from the Pleiades. And Kata Juda, I'm probably saying it wrong, and all the ones around there that came in, and they were seeded the earth with crystalline energy, with DNA and things like that. And so, you know, that's their legend behind it. And there, some people say there's a massive crystal under there too. I think the whole rock is crystal. Even sand is a crystal. So the whole planet is crystal. But, you know, there's legends of a giant crystal under Bell Mountain, and there's giant crystals under every sacred spot. And, you know, a lot of times there's ley lines and there's crystalline formations and there's water, underground water that creates these energies as well. So I guess each case you would have to remote view it and just really go into it. I didn't remote view Uluru when I was there. Kata Juda was awesome. I felt the energy was stronger there than Uluru's, kind of becoming more touristy. But I had some great experiences there when I was on, did a little walkabout, and the Junabi came walking by, and I saw these beings and their legs bent opposite. Like our knee bends this way, they bend the other way. Their knee bends back, and they're about 9 feet tall, and they had short hair, and they're carrying feathers on their back, like a little rack with all these feathers. I go, man, why are they collecting feathers? You know, but I love feathers too. I mean, I like feathers and crystals and things. And a feather is a perfect antenna too. People don't realize that, but it's a perfect natural antenna. And so I talked to one of the elders, and I said, these guys went walking by me, and they just looked at me and nodded and kept going. They're really tall, very muscular. And they go, oh, those are the protectors. You know, those are the Janab. And they couldn't believe I saw them, you know. And they said, you know, we do vision quests and ceremonies and pray to them, you know. But I don't know. There's things happen like that to me all the time. And I don't know what is happening. I see the event and I'll see things happening. And then I'll talk to an elder and they'll say, oh, my God, that's this group or that's that group. You know, so there's just kind of a recognition that happens every time. We just kind of nod at each other and they go about their way. You know, they don't sit down and hand me a pipe or anything. You know, so anyway.
Are there ley lines at Ysetti?
Yeah, Ysetti is on two major ley lines, and there's actually a pyramid on top of one of them. And there's a lot going on here, more than people know. And plus, the energy was already here, but working with the energy and all the ceremony we've been doing has actually anchored it in even stronger. And the constant contact that we have here, it makes it, it's available for others to have. The veils are very thin here, so you can have connections with the nature spirits, you know, or you can connect with the masters, or you can connect with, you know, the higher dimensional beings. And we're having photographs of like Kuan Yin appearing here, Babaji, some of the masters, Ezekiel. I work with Ezekiel. They call him the god of eternal bliss a lot. It's an ascended version of Ezekiel, where he merged with Kasia. We have photographs of him appearing, or her, I don't know what's proper to say anymore, but it's a merge of both male and female. What else do we have for Mary? We have beautiful photographs of Mary appearing. And Mary's been with me all my life. She saved me when I was 5 years old. Kuan Yin. There's so many. And we're actually getting photographs of these beings appearing. And there's these ancient Lyrian guys that look like Merlin and you know, I don't know. They look like a cross between Spock and Merlin and things like that. But it's always beneficial. It's always positive.
Is Shasta tied with Mount Adams?
You know, Shasta was tied to Mount Adams, and then there's a lot of things that happened in Shasta, and a lot of people in Shasta are going to get mad at me for saying this, but I know several remote viewers that went there, and they had the same experience I did, and I used to go to Shasta for recharge. It was like a recharge place, and go and hang out there, and I'd spend 2 weeks on the mountain or so, or camping, and the last couple of times I went, which was a few years ago, I go, man, what happened? The energy's changed. Something's wrong. And so I went out of body and did a little remote viewing on the mountain, and I ran into this guy, and it was more like a reptilian, and he was really rude. Like, what are you here? You know, and he wouldn't even talk to me. And I go, what is happening? These people won't even communicate, you know? And I go, do you guys have any wisdom to impart or any messages or anything you want conveyed? And the guy just got a really rude interaction. So something's happened there. It's been happening for a while. It got very commercialized. There's a lot of black project stuff happening, and it's really, and a lot of the beings, because of all that intrusion, left. They actually left and they went to other places. And I think it'll be reclaimed eventually, but it's a major clearing. We're hitting the end of the hour here. But a lot of them went to the Tetons. They went to Mount Adams. There's other places where they went. And there's huge underground facilities, and they're multidimensional. So there's something not right about that mountain, you know, and it's been verified by other people as well. So, you know, if you are a light worker and you're there, do your best to clear that up, because there's a lot of, you know, just a lot of drugs and nonsense going on, commercialization, everything there. But I hate to leave on a negative note, but, you know, the good news is that there are so many beautiful beings working on our behalf right now. Some people are aware of it, most people are not, and we need to really invite them in to help us in this great awakening. And it's not just the white hats versus the Illuminati or the dark hats. It's multidimensional. It's good versus evil. There's some very nasty, unseen negative influences at play. And there's also some extremely beautiful, very powerful, benevolent influences at play. And it's all happening at once. So, you know, the more we can invite the positive, the higher dimensional beings, the benevolent ones, that the more we can get through this process, and the more protection and help we can get. So anyway, on that note, just keep an open mind, a loving heart, pure intent, and keep up the good work, and always focus on the awakening and healing of humanity, the earth, and service to others and universal law. And we'll get through this. And there's no way of stopping this from happening. It's going to happen. It's just how we're going to experience is what we get to choose. So anyway, have a great evening. Thanks for coming. And we'll see you next Saturday. Good night.